This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 26th of August, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather today is mild with clear skies across most of Israel. Tel Aviv and Haifa are enjoying a sunny day while Jerusalem has a light breeze. It's a pleasant day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF warns that tensions in the West Bank are nearing a breaking point as nationalist violence reaches a new high. This comes from Ynet just in. Also, Israeli teachers rank near the bottom among developed countries, according to a new study reported by I-24 News earlier this hour. Also this hour, Prime Minister Netanyahu releases a campaign video where he shares his personal phone number, telling Israelis to call him directly with issues. This from Forward earlier today. Separately, Syria and Israel are working to defuse tensions after an airbase bombing, with both sides holding their ground on the justification. Axios reported this 2 days ago. And finally, in a lighter note, the Israeli Electric Corporation is planning to print parts of power stations locally. This from Israel Hayom Business from earlier this week. Here's what people are saying online. Gideon Saar, an Israeli politician, reported earlier today that Dutch representatives will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat. This follows anti-Israel measures by the Dutch government. Belaz News also noted the expulsion of Dutch diplomats, emphasizing it was a response to a new Dutch law banning trade with certain Israeli territories. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, commented on Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir's recent controversial remarks and actions, highlighting tensions within the Israeli government. Now for more on those stories, starting with the West Bank situation. Ynet reports that over 800 incidents of violence have occurred this year. Security officials express alarm over the rising settler violence and Palestinian attacks. The report also notes the weakening control of the Palestinian Authority. This escalation could lead to broader unrest if not addressed. Turning to the education sector, I-24 News highlights a troubling study showing Israeli teachers are ranked low among their peers in developed countries. This affects the quality of education and could have long-term implications on the future workforce. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Netanyahu's latest campaign move, as reported by Forward, has raised eyebrows. By sharing his phone number, Netanyahu aims to appear more accessible to the public. However, it also sparks debate on privacy and security issues. On the diplomatic front, Axios reveals efforts by Syria and Israel to ease tensions after a controversial airbase bombing. Syria condemned the attack as unjustified, while Israel maintains its stance. This dialogue is crucial to preventing further escalation in the region. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that Israel is eyeing India as a major market for tech exports. 17 Israeli companies are visiting major Indian cities to strengthen commercial ties. Separately, Tech reveals that Wix shares have surged, doubling in the past 2 months. The growth is driven by its Base 44 business, despite ongoing challenges. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes that the Israel Electric Corporation is advancing technology to produce power station parts locally via 3D printing. This move aims to enhance energy infrastructure resilience. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.